This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's not just the pace of presidential transition that's a focus in Washington. The fate of a new coronavirus relief package is still uncertain, and lawmakers face a December 11th deadline, a month from now, to come up with funding to keep the federal government open. Yesterday, Senate Republicans unveiled a flurry of spending bills, and one cuts $11 million out of the Worker Safety Program, OSHA. This during pandemic. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
The role of OSHA has never been so important, says Debbie Berkowitz with the National Employment Law Project.
We know that workplace exposures are a significant driver of this pandemic.
She says under the Trump administration, though, the agency has pulled back and is doing little enforcement. OSHA's website says it has received more than 10,000 COVID-related complaints. The agency has issued fewer than 200 citations since the pandemic began.
So if OSHA doesn't act, if OSHA doesn't inspect, there's nothing. Workers do not have the right to sue an employer under the OSHA law.
She expects under the leadership of President-elect Joe Biden, the agency will become more aggressive. But that would take more resources, says James Brudney, an employment law professor at Fordham University.
A more substantial and visible enforcement presence would be very helpful.
OSHA says with its state partners, it has 2,100 inspectors responsible for the safety of 130 million workers. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.